Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. Harvey now a Category 1. The fiercest hurricane to hit the U.S. in more than a decade has been downgraded to a Category 1 storm. But by early Saturday, it had already dumped more than 9 inches of rain on some parts of coastal Texas. No deaths were immediately confirmed in the hours after Harvey's arrival, but officials noted emergency crews couldn't get out in many places due to the high winds. The U.S. National Hurricane Center is still calling it a life-threatening storm. This is Corpus Christi resident Mike Brotherton.
It's a constant howl out there. You hear the wind, you don't really hear the rain, even though the rain's going on. But, you know, the wind's definitely going. You can hear the boards on the house shaking.
A worst-case scenario is that a hurricane could hug the coast for days and stay strong enough to remain a tropical storm. The eye of Hurricane Harvey has made landfall along the coastline of the U.S. state of Texas. Iraqi forces say they have recaptured most of the northwestern Iraqi city of Talifar from Islamic State, including its center, and raised the flag atop of its Ottoman-era citadel. Officials have said they hope to establish total control of Talifar by Eid al-Adha, the Muslim holiday which starts in Iraq on September 2nd. The United States is using new sanctions to forbid any dealings in Venezuelan debt or equity. It is Washington's latest move to pressure the repressive movement of President Nicolas Maduro. U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster told reporters the sanctions are meant to demonstrate that the U.S. will not allow an illegitimate dictatorship to take hold in the Western Hemisphere.
We will continue to work with our friends and partners in the international community to support the Venezuelan people